This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Called Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air here on American Family Radio. Hey, by the way, if you want yourself a Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirt to wear this summer around your town proudly, you're not going to wear them proudly. Don't buy one. Just don't buy
you
one.
You're going to be ashamed of it.
If you're going to be like Tom Dooley,
right?
Don't get one.
And hang your head. You buy yourself a Learning University Trivia t-shirt for $15, and you better get them because tariffs are going to hit them here for a long.
Oh, these are made in America. They are made right here in America.
I'm talking about for our Chinese listeners.
Oh.
You can go to...
You got me there.
You can go to... Yeah, I'm not as dumb as I look, Ed. I know what I'm talking about. Go to AFAstore.net. AFAstore.net. I said... Listen closely, people in the South. AFAstore.net. Okay.
You can get away with that. I couldn't.
I know. I can make fun of Southerners.
Yankees making fun of us.
If you are one, you can.
Yeah.
You can do that. All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to repeat our questions quickly. I know, Ed.
I'll do it regular. All right.
I'll say quickly, comma. We are going to repeat our questions now, and then we're going to return to the phones. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay. First question, where does the word Wi-Fi come from?
Where does it come from? Like what planet?
No, it's
Chinese?
Kind of an abbreviation of two. Chinese, it's Chang Chang. But Wi-Fi in the U.S. So if you're in China, you say, hey, I can't get any Chang Chang reception. And so here it's Wi-Fi.
And go ahead. So, JJ's he needs to say something.
Oh, look, I know you're trying to get through this quickly, but you're talking about where, you know, about in the world or whatever. We had a conversation in our house the other day, Miss Universe pageant.
Right.
And I said, if some of these people from other planets get in this, they're going to be real disappointed to see some girl playing a harp or doing ventriloquism and saying, that's all you got to offer. And we've seen the best talent in the universe, and they're going to be shooting death rays from their eyeballs or turning themselves into water and fire, and they'll go, really? Really, Lee? You want to have a sock puppet, and that's your talent? This is the Miss Universe pageant.
And then they're always wanting create world peace. No universal peace,
right.
World
right,
peace.
Right.
Sock puppet. That's right.
You
think that's something.
I'm fixing to let you guys have it on your own. We're going to keep going with this one.
All right, quickly.
Yes. Which state has the nickname the Lizard State? Most states have multiple nicknames. One of them has the Lizard State as a nickname. Third question, where in New York City does the ball drop every New Year's Eve?
Here's what I've got. How many players are there on a standard volleyball team? I'm surprised that question is still active. Second question.
Standards with those people off.
Regulation. Maybe I should
regulation.
Put that. Second question, true or false? Radio station in Japan broadcasts nothing but a human heartbeat 24 hours a day. Listeners say that hearing it helps them relax.
I don't believe that.
Is that true? Is that true or false?
Now, that's interesting. Let me just interject here because neither Tim nor I know the answer to that, but he said he didn't believe it. I say I do believe it.
Yeah. I say so, if it is true, I wonder if the format is called Arrhythmia and Blues.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, third question. July the 20th, 1969, 49 years ago today, we made history. We put men on the moon. Which one of the astronauts said, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind? One of the most famous phrases in American history.
I got two questions for you people out there in radio land. Who was the star of the popular 80s crime drama Magnum P.I.? Okay, number one. Number two, a new question here, the Shenandoah Valley. is located in which state? The Shenandoah Valley is located in which state? Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
All right. Where do we go, JJ?
Let's go to Tennessee, where we have Coyote on the line. Hello, Coyote.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
We are blessed. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Well, I thought about doing the Shenandoah Valley, but that's too easy because my uncle used to live over there. How about the Magnum P.I. question?
Okay, who was the star of the popular 80s crime drama Magnum P.I., Cody?
That would be Tom Selleck.
Tom,
yes.
Selleck. Tom Selleck.
How many nights I was sitting there watching that growing up.
Tom Selleck, I didn't watch Magnum P.I. I mean, occasionally here and there. I knew it was hugely popular. But my wife and I, Allison, we've gotten into the Blue Bloods.
Right. I like that show.
We watch it as a family.
And that is a really good show. And Tom Selleck plays the
police commissioner.
Police commissioner in New York, and he is a great actor.
He is.
I mean,
anyway. And he doesn't age.
Huh?
He does. He's, no. He does not age.
No. He's fairly conservative fella here.
I think
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. And that show... it has conservative values for the most part.
Right. It really does. And the family sitting around at the end of the show having a meal together, and they always sort of interject either common sense or they go to faith often.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but Tom Selleck is the correct answer,
you
Cody.
Got it, Cody. What's your question for us?
Well, I got a multiple-part question here. One of them is, in 1949, what dishwashing liquid was invented and released? Who invented it or released it? Which company? And what major industry started using it?
I'm going to say, don't say anything, Cody. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. I'm going to say Tide.
Tide?
Wait, did you say dishwashing? Dishwasher, I think it's going to be like Dawn or one of those famous
Palmolive.
Ones.
You mean
Palmolive seems kind of.
You know, supposed
Palmolive had those commercials. Remember,
you're soaking
in it.
Yeah. You mean you don't put that in a?
Well, you can.
You can once.
The last time you use it.
That's why I had to call the repairman.
Yeah,
that explains
the Maytag repairman. His first call in decades.
Got my detergent messed up.
I'm going with Ed. Palmolive Gold or Palmolive.
Because remember, they used to have Madge. Mm-hmm. Madge would be doing some lady's nails.
You got your different levels of Palmolive. You can get the gold, but you got to be a silver member first, I think. start at bronze.
Hey, now he's talking about all these old commercials. We're old enough to remember when the detergent came and it had a washcloth in the box or even a towel. Do you guys remember that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they would have a little dab of, I think it got gypped on detergent. Because that towel took up a whole lot of the box.
I'll tell you who's gypping people today. That's potato chip companies right there.
Yes, you're right about that.
It's wrong.
$1.89 for a little bag of Lay's potato chips.
I refuse to buy them unless I'm just desperate anymore. You get six potato chips, and they got you a big old bag full of air. Full of air.
Right.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm going to go with, we don't know all the companies.
Is that Jergens?
They'll say, okay.
I'm going to say Palmolive.
I'm going to say Palmolive. I think it's made by Jergens. And we'll say the restaurant industry
bought it. The Wright Brothers.
And say the warehouse was brick.
All right, are we close at all?
1949, Procter & Gamble released Joy dishwashing liquid.
Joy, okay.
Joy.
Joy dishwashing.
And it replaced trisodium phosphate tablets that professional window cleaners were using at the time. And even to this day, I'd say 95-98% of true professional window cleaners still use dishwashing liquid.
Now, how do you know that, Coyote?
How do you know?
And is that your real name?
You're a professional window? Okay.
American Window Cleaning Journal, the magazine, Jay Magazine, actually had the history of window cleaning in it. And it was 1949 when that came out, replaced the trisodium phosphate tablets. And actually, it was 1936 where Ettore Stacconi, an Italian immigrant, came over here to the United States and created the squeegee that every window cleaner uses nowadays, or a form of it. And you can still buy a Ettore Stacconi squeegee.
Hey, Cody, so you're a window, you're a professional window cleaner?
Well, I tell everybody I'm a professional transparent wall technician.
That's good right there.
Sounds better.
Now, you're telling me there is a magazine just devoted to your profession?
Yeah, it's the American Window Cleaning Journal.
I believe it.
Do you?
I believe it, yeah.
They also have the they also have a International Window Cleaners Association where they meet every year somewhere in the world, and they do little melody window cleaning, like, you know, different styles of window cleaning. They also have the fastest window cleaner, which is in the world, Guinness Book of Records.
Hey, that Cody, that professional, what is it called? International what?
The International Window Cleaners Association.
Hey, would you tell them? Would you tell them? Would you tell them to quit calling me? I gave them a gift like 3 years ago, and it's like every month they're calling me, okay, and wanting more money.
Wanting a donation.
So I mean,
that's because those window cleaners are poor.
Hey, Cody, is that it?
Thanks,
buddy. Thank you, brother, Cody.
What good trivia,
man! I didn't know that. Who knew that?
I didn't. I'm glad. Listen, I believe him now, but the first time he said it, I thought he was just messing with us. I really did. But you pressed him, and he said no. I think he's probably telling us.
So the window cleaner that fell and had the terrible accident, and they went to visit him in the hospital, and he was just, you know, a lot of cast on arms and legs, all bungled up. And one of the ones doing the regular paperwork asked him what he did for a living. He said, "Well, I used to be a window cleaner." They said, "Oh, well, when did you stop being one?" He said, "About halfway down."
I don't know how in the world you came up with that joke and your file in your head going through those files. I know I got a window cleaner joke in here somewhere.
All right, Braden's next, right?
I do want to make clear before we go to JJ and introduce our next caller that it was an Italian that invented the squeegee.
Okay. I think that's duly noted.
Duly noted. All right. Where do we go, JJ?
Let's go to Indiana where Braden's on the line. Hello, Braden.
Say hello. Hello.
Braden, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Ask.
Go ahead and ask us a question.
During the French and Indian War, why were the lead plates bearing French inscriptions buried by the Ohio River?
Hey, Braden, repeat your question again, please.
During the French and Indian War, why were the lead plates bearing French inscriptions buried by the Ohio River?
I'm going to say something about munitions. Like maybe they wanted to bury them, then they could dig them up and melt them for musket balls. That's totally a guess. What do you guys think?
I'm with you because I have no...
There's a sort of a kind of a pagan worship service practice that many...
Stonehenge.
Similar to that. So I don't know.
I'm going to say something about hiding so they can stockpile ammunition. Okay. That's my guess.
No.
All right. What was the right answer, Braden?
To warn anyone who saw them, the country belonged to French.
Okay. So they just half buried them like they did those Cadillacs in Amarillo.
Well, who got the last lap on that one, though? Huh? It wasn't the French, was it?
Huh? No, it wasn't.
Thank you, Braden. Have touché. A great weekend.
Is touché French?
I think that is
touché. That is French.
French word.
So you know, that's some irony there.
Yeah.
Touche.
Arwening.
Yeah.
The French invented the squeegees or some other.
Also, crepes.
It was Italians.
Oh, Italians.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Let's get this right.
French invented the crepes, I think, right?
Crepes, yes.
Crepes, huh?
Like Crepe Suzette.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like you think of tortillas as being Mexican.
Yes,
crepes
you do.
Are French.
We ethnic stereotype a lot, don't we? And we don't even intend
the origins of foods. Very important.
Huh?
Everyone always says, when you say Italians invented spaghetti, they go, no, the Chinese invented the noodle. Yeah, they invented the noodle, but who thought of tearing it up into little long strands, the Italians.
I think food belongs to the world, Ed. I just don't think we should.
To mankind?
Know, to mankind. Well, something like that. You got me there. Who we got next?
All right, where do we go next, JJ?
Let's go to Mary in Oklahoma. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Have you had a good week?
Well, I've balanced my checkbook and made out all my Christmas cards while I was waiting.
Boy, that stings right there.
Hey, that hurts, Mary.
Well, look, yeah. You were productive, so that's good. The folks that get those Christmas cards are going to be glad.
I tell you what, Mary wins Smart Aleck of the Day, and we're going to send her a T-shirt. Yeah. Not. I'm just teasing, Mary.
That's okay.
I'm just no, Mary. We are going to send you a T-shirt. And so we're just because I feel led.
Yes, you feel led. She represents all the people who have waited patiently
through the years.
And we do have several left from our listener who bought 8 of them and said just give them out.
Yes, we do.
So we're going to send one to Mary. And so
Mary's going to stay on the line. Go ahead, Mary.
How about that, Mary? Does that help?
I'm good at staying on the line.
Okay. Good.
Oh, wow.
Keep it up, Mary. Keep it up.
Mary, I got to tell you something quickly. You said you were doing your Christmas cards or whatever. 90-year-old great-grandmother, tired of trying to shop and get the right size and the right color, she said, this year I'm just going to give everybody money. So she put her on a card. She had her checks and on her cards, and she said, buy your own gift this year, and then she signed her name. It wasn't until after Christmas when she was cleaning up on her desk that she saw the pile of checks that she never put in the cards. Buy your own gift this year.
So they opened it up. Well, Granny's had a bad year, apparently.
That gives me an idea.
Mary, ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
C.S. Lewis.
Okay.
Well, that's already been answered.
It's already been answered, but she didn't hear the answer.
Okay.
So it's still fair game. What was
it's been answered?
Yeah.
We're going to – do you want to answer another one, or do you want to take a shot at that one, and we'll see if you got it right?
Did they get it right?
They did. Yes.
Okay. Well, how about the ball on
New Year's Eve? Where in New York City does the ball drop every New Year's Eve?
Times Square is correct. Nicely done.
Hey, Mary, and I hate to add insult because you were waiting and didn't hear the person that correctly answered the C.S. Lewis. They won the new car. And I'm so sorry that we didn't get to you first. That's
okay. My car's new, too.
I have a feeling at church it's hard to get one up on Mary.
It's hard to get
you
one
don't
over on Mary.
Challenge Mary.
No.
You just don't.
All right. You have a question for us, Mary?
Yeah, you probably know this one because you're all sports buffs. I need the name of the female, I think she's a softball pitcher that struck out Babe Ruth.
Wow.
A softball pitcher that struck out Babe Ruth?
She identifies herself as a female.
Even back then. Wow. Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what? So it's going to be one of those exhibition games, but that's pretty neat.
Annie Oakley? Ann Murray? Maybe?
Oh, Ann Murray.
I'd listen to her sing.
I don't know. You guys know?
I'm stumped.
You got us, Mary. Who was it?
Jackie Mitchell.
So they moved the pitching mound in because it's closer for – I can see where that would happen. I've seen softball pitchers, girls, strike out Major League Baseball players even in modern day.
Oh, I believe it.
Because they're up so close and they are so fast.
So fast.
Yeah. Hey, Mary.
I think this was kind of a, not really a stunt, but a publicity deal.
Right.
You
know? Yeah. Right.
Hey, Mary, stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold. And congratulations for getting a brand new T-shirt by humiliating us on the air.
Right,
that's right.
Oh, that's okay. Have a good weekend. Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
You know, some of those publicity stunts and different baseball things I saw were one player not many years ago. The ball was gonna go fair, but it was just right down the line, and it got slower and slower. And I think it was the third baseman that got on all fours and started blowing on the ball. And he made it go foul.
Really?
Yeah. And then there was another player. This might have been in the 30s or 40s. But he got up to bat with the morning paper. And he did that in a couple of games. And, you know, of course, they changed the rules or said, we're not going to allow that. But those little publicity stunts like that, they get some good attention.
Yeah. I'd like to see if that's on YouTube. I'd like to see the guy blowing the ball foul.
That hadn't been very many years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We still have time,
mm-hmm.
Tim? All right. Well, where do we go next?
Let's go to Sonia in Alabama. Hi, Sonia.
Hi.
I wish it had been hotter for you this summer.
Yeah, right. Well, it's not, so I'm going to Florida.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because it's not hot down
there. There you go.
That's right.
Go south.
Sonia, I'm gonna tell you what they always told me that never helped, not even once. It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah.
That's right.
That doesn't help.
In Alabama, it's both.
Ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Both.
Which question you want to answer?
The moon question.
Oh, okay. Here we go. It happened on this day, 1969. We put men on the moon. Which one of the astronauts said, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind?
Neil Armstrong.
You're exactly right.
All right.
Do you remember which two men walked on the moon, Neil, and do you remember the name of the other guy?
No, but I was working for NASA when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon.
You were working at NASA?
I was.
Wow.
Where, in Huntsville or Houston?
In Huntsville, yes.
Very impressive. Well, it was Buzz Aldrin, and then Michael Collins was left behind in the ship.
You know what Jeff Foxworthy says? He says, there's two words that don't go together, NASA and Alabama.
Hey, what was your role there? That's very impressive, Sonia. What did you do in Huntsville for NASA?
Way back then, women were secretaries. I was secretary to one of the German scientists.
Well, that's very interesting. Thanks for sharing that. Hey, what's your what is your question for us?
I've been listening for an hour, and my question is, you guys are off the wall today. Are you drinking that new Dunkin' Donut coffee with beer?
No, we are not.
I drink neither beer nor Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I certainly wouldn't drink them mixed together.
That's right. I'm a teetotaler, but I have drank Dunkin's, the regular Dunkin' coffee. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. You have a wonderful weekend.
All right. We got to answer our own questions here that have gone unanswered.
All right. Where does the word Wi-Fi come from? Guys, you have any kind of
I'm going to say wireless fidelity?
Yes, exactly. Wireless fidelity. Which state has the nickname the Lizard State?
Arizona?
No, Alabama.
What?
Alabama has the nickname the Lizard State.
How many players on a standard volleyball team?
I'd say
nine.
Nine?
Six.
Six.
Then the radio station playing Human Heartbeat 24 hours a day?
I think it's true.
Tim?
No.
100% true.
The Japanese have some weird habits. So.
Yeah. What about yours, Tim? What
you got Shenandoah left? Valley is located in which state?
Is that Virginia?
Virginia.
Virginia it is. Didn't John Denver sing about that in the West Virginia song, though? You know?
Yeah,
something
he did.
Valley. I don't think so. Valley, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe it goes over into, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, it's in Virginia. All right. Thank you for playing trivia with us today, everybody. Send your emails to comments@afr.net if you'd like to. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.